Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons. It's time for another Friday news breakdown. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and as always, there is so much to discuss in Bachelor Nation. We have to start with Matt James and Rachel, and I did get a comment that you guys are over Matt and Rachel. Well, if you're over Matt and Rachel, I don't know why you're listening to the Friday episodes of Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons podcast, because they are the Bachelor couple of the moment since they are back together. We did know this already last week, but Matt did this profile in Wall Street Journal magazine, and it was pretty telling, some of the stuff he said, and I wanted to dive into his responses. This was what he said when they asked him about Rachel and rumors that they were back together. Specifically, he said, "I think the best way to put it is that we have critical conversations about being in this relationship and what I need in a partner, especially if that woman isn't Black. To understand what comes from me in my life being Black. It's on people who care about being allies to do the work to be truly anti-racist. And I think it's unfair to leave people without the ability to unlearn and do better." So I totally understand what Matt is saying here. I just think it is definitely a changed tune from that after the final rose, in which he was so much saying, you know, straight up, like, Rachel doesn't understand what it's like to be a Black man and I can't start my life with her. And I found that really interesting because obviously he was, you know, pretty strong in his convictions at the time. And maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he thought he was being too harsh. You know, there are some people saying maybe he felt like he had to say some of the stuff to denounce her past actions. I have no idea. And that's not my place to speculate on. But what we do know is they are very much back together. Because in addition to his quotes there, Rachel actually, the magazine reached out to Rachel about his quotes, and she responded via email that they were back together, but she wanted to keep working things out privately. And then we saw these photos of them at Gloss Lab in New York City getting mani-pedis, and they've also been spotted holding hands and walking, you know, with their arms around each other in the city. So Matt and Rachel are fully back together. And I think it's in a wild plot twist. I think, you know, good for them. It's certainly something no one saw coming, but I think, again, it goes back to maybe everything that they went through, they decided that they didn't want to throw it all away. Or like I said, maybe they were talking the whole time. We definitely heard that. And whatever Rachel is showing him, or the work she's doing, or these critical conversations they're having, it's working because they're all over New York City and they're enjoying each other's company. So I think that's great. There was also a few other nuggets in the magazine, including people saying that maybe Matt, they didn't see a lot of his personality on the show. I mean, it's interesting because I feel like I spent the whole season feeling like I didn't know the girls, but come to think of it, I guess I don't know that much about Matt either. We were just focused on bizarre things. But what he said about that was, quote, what was important to me was that the people on the show understood where I came from and who I was. So they could make an informed decision for themselves if they wanted to be with someone like me who had quote unquote baggage, because that's what they saw it as initially. It wasn't until I became more comfortable with who I was as a man, as a Black man, as a brother and son, that it became part of my story. Ultimately, The Bachelor is more than about myself. It's all about the women who were there and their journeys. There's a lot of things that didn't make air that you just got to hope the editors know a lot better than I do. Very interesting. He also noted that Tyler Cameron was reached out to about this profile, and he said he didn't watch past the third episode because he didn't feel like he was seeing enough Matt or an accurate representation of Matt. He liked the bloopers. He liked seeing the silly side of his friend. So I'm sure that must be hard, you know, when you personally know someone who's a lead on the show, because obviously we're tuning in to get to know the lead, of course, but also watch them find love and see a little bit of drama and love stories. And I've said this 1,000 times, I feel like, in the last year, is they're missing that balance. And this is perfect balance that we need to find again, in my opinion. And it's interesting to hear from Matt's side and from his closest family and friends' side to say maybe we didn't get to see that side of Matt. But he did mention that him and his dad are actually on great terms, which is awesome to hear, and that they had a good conversation after the show. So it brought them together, seemingly. So that's nice. You know, love WSJ magazine getting a little bit of tea, including about the fantasy suite. He was asked about it, I guess, and he said that he didn't have sex with Rachel, Brie, or Michelle. No sex for Matt James in the fantasy suite. We've had bachelors say this before, Sean Lowe specifically, since he was quote unquote virgin bachelor, born again virgin. Obviously Colton didn't even have fantasy suites. Nick Vile was someone who said, you know, he slept with Vanessa, but not the other women, because I think it was just Raven at the time, because he knew he was going to pick Vanessa and he knew it was going to be very hard to overcome that obstacle in their relationship, kind of like how Josh and Andy the year before had a hard time overcoming Nick sleeping with Andy. And come to think of it, Caitlin and Sean having a hard time overcoming Caitlin and Nick sleeping together. So it's an interesting look into the fantasy suite. I mean, everyone, of course, always just assumes that they sleep together, but sometimes they don't. And Matt said, quote, "I can't speak for anybody but myself, but I think the woman appreciated it because I did learn things about them that I hadn't gathered that I don't think I would have learned if we had used the time to really dive deeper into something that they may not have been comfortable talking about on camera." So I'm sure that's true, because I don't know why he would lie. Like, maybe if, unless they asked him and he just like was thrown off that he was asked that question, I have no idea, but interesting that he offered that up to the world. And you never know what's going on behind closed doors. That's why they give them that time to see if this can actually work. Imagine if they didn't. A little bit of a Bachelor in Paradise update. We have some more hangouts. The Bachelor group is all over New York City, like we said, Matt and Rachel, but also all the girls from Matt's season have been hanging out with some of the guys in Bachelor Nation, including Mike Johnson and Abigail, which everyone was like all about online. But Mike's rep actually gave like an on-record denial to like Life and Style, saying that they're just friends, like literally just met acquaintances. So I think classic Tales Oldest Time of Bachelor couples hanging out, all of us starting to ship them. Or maybe they're just covering it up. Who knows? I mean, it's very early. Abigail was also with Joe, Dr. Joe from Tayshia and Claire's season. I mean, it was a huge group of them hanging out. So even if there aren't like solidified relationships or hookups happening here, I definitely think this is all going to impact Paradise, which actually brings me to Connor. Because Connor, who was on Hannah Brown season with Mike Johnson, he was hanging out with Kelly Flanagan at one point. Not like hanging out with her, but he was out with her at one point. He also was out with Maddie Pruitt from Peter Weber's season. He's kind of been in the mix as one of those guys who's been hanging out with people, but specifically Maddie, there's been like them leaving comments on each other, or just people linking them together. And I don't know if it was actually for fact or if it was just people rooting for them. I can't even remember. But my point is, he did an interview on this podcast called The Bachelor Degree. And he said, quote, "There was a person that I was interested in who may or may not be going to Paradise this coming season. When I say interested in, we were hanging out and talking for a while. But that person decided to talk to another person at the same time, which I recently found out. I would have been interested in going if I had the opportunity to explore that connection. That's the only reason I would want to go. Some people decided to make poor choices, and I'm not going to fault them for that. I'm just glad I figured it out sooner rather than later. Maybe you'll see them on TV. I don't know." He wouldn't say who he was talking about, but when the host asked him if he would rather go on a date with Madison or Kelly, he responded, "I'll say Maddie. Kelly is great, though. Mike and I both met her." So I don't think it's Madison if he's answering her for that question, or maybe he just like doesn't want everyone to know it's Madison. I don't know. I bring this up more so as just to say that the Paradise we're about to see, I feel like, is going to be beyond, not curated, because that would be like premeditated, but just like the stuff that has gone down in these last 2 years before they got to the beach is insane, probably. And clearly this, whoever he's talking about as a Bachelor alum, who he was talking to her, who was talking to Connor, who's probably talking to some other guy, maybe in Bachelor Nation too. And Connor didn't want to be a love triangle situation on Paradise. So it all just gets me beyond excited for VIP. Which Kendall Long had some fun quotes. She was on the Almost Famous podcast with Ashley and Ben, and they asked her if she would be okay if grocery store Joe, her ex, they broke up last year. They met on Paradise 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess, at this point, if she wanted Joe to go on Paradise. And she said she wanted him to be happy and find love, but not in front of her face. Quote, "It would be so hard. I would not watch him to fall in love with someone else. That would suck so much. I still have a tremendous amount of love for him, but it would be really difficult to see him on the show. Quote, it would just be signing up for another heartbreak." Damn. I think that's her saying that if Joe was going on the show too, she wouldn't go on, which is also interesting because now that there's been so many Paradise couples that were together for a decent amount of time post-show and broke up, it adds a whole nother layer also to if they return to the show. Same thing with if we ever get any leads in Paradise, because we never get leads that much in Paradise, if they have contestants back on the beach. It's just all shaping up to be so good. And I can't wait. I know we have Katie's season first, which she just had her tagline come out, see what all the buzz is about. I posted this on my Instagram and a lot of people didn't get it. And you guys, it's about the vibrator that she brought on first night of Matt's season, obviously. And after it came out, people, you know, were talking about this, obviously. And then she reposted an old TikTok on her Instagram saying, if you don't love me at my dildo girl, you don't deserve me at I do. So, I mean, say what you want, I guess, about this theme of the vibrator for Katie's season, but she's owning it and she is, you know, probably here for it and excited. And I like that she's at least coming out and poking fun of it too. It's better than hearing about a windmill again, I'll say that. But I'm just so excited for Paradise. It's hard for me to get excited for Katie's season, but I'm really trying because we're getting closer. Our last headline is about Peter and Kelly. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Kelly left an Instagram comment on a photo of Peter, Victoria Justice, and this another actress, Renata San Filipino, I believe her name is. And Peter was out with Victoria Justice, who is a family friend, and this other actress. And he posted the picture and a different Bachelor account reposted it. And Kelly commented saying, quote, a good family friend of mine, dot, 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 and nice. And while some people thought maybe she was talking about Victoria Justice because the other woman is not quite as known, and we know that Peter is family friends with Victoria Justice, sources told me that she's actually referring to this other woman who is friends with Peter and her, I guess, but was closer friends with Kelly. I don't know. I kind of respect Kelly's ability to just go out and leave a subtle comment and set the record straight or, you know, stir the pot a little bit. I think it's fun. Peter, on the other hand, very much taking the high road. Anytime I've spoken to him, he's got nothing but nice things to say about Kelly. Anytime I see other outlets, it seems like he only ever says nice things too. So I don't know how he really feels about the subtle digs and stuff, but he's not giving in, which good for him, I guess. That's nice. But it's fun to see Kelly maybe throw a little shade. We like shade. We like Bachelor shade. I think that's all we have, you guys. We've got Matt and Rachel going strong. We've got some Paradise drama brewing. We've got Peter and Kelly still broken up. And I feel like that's what we got for this week's episode of Here for the Right Reasons.